Welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we're going to be taking a tour around the zoo, right? Or we're going to be running through the jungle, aren't we, Dad?
The zoo!
Yes, we're going to be talking about animal songs, or songs with types of animals, right, in their titles.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So before we get into that, and before we get into the trivia question... Right? We do have a trivia question today.
We have a trivia question. We have lots of things to tell about folks in the audience who we're thankful for.
Oh, of course. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. And do allow me to say the Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them, and thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public, our local PBS station, for supporting my father and me, and this podcast. We could not do it without you.
Phew.
Ooh.
Yes.
And he said it all.
In one breath. No, it wasn't just one breath.
No.
I think it was one and a half. So yeah, the trivia question that we've got for today is about a novelty song.
Okay, alrighty.
I'm not going to mention which one because would be the answer. Yes. So the question, Dad.
Yes.
The question is, what was the last novelty song to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100? Okay, one more time. What was the last novelty song to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
That's a good question.
And let's just think about that, Dan.
Or we could go to the first song.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Yeah. So the first song on the list is Crocodile Rock, right, by Elton John.
Great song that tells the story of a guy who in the 50s and 60s frequented a restaurant where the patrons loved an obscure dance called the Crocodile Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the first verse, right? I remember when Rock was young.
Yeah.
Right? Me and Susie had so much fun.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And there's a distinct 50s musical theme in this song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people loved Crocodile Rock.
Yeah.
Or at least they tolerated it. But there's a fraction that can't stand the song.
Oh, no.
Often because it was so overplayed. They can take comfort knowing that Elton's lyricist, Bernie Taupin, he didn't care for it either.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, goodness.
He told Esquire in 2011 that it's a strange dichotomy.
Oh.
Because I don't mind having created it, but it's not something I would listen to.
Maybe it's the chorus of the song, you know, the la, 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 la.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Maybe that's what gets people. You know,
I think that's one of my favorite parts of the song.
Oh, okay. All right, shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Crocodile Rock by Elton John. Okay, the next song on the list, Dad, is Let's Turkey Trot by Little Eva.
Little Eva, yes.
Yes, or is it Ava?
Well, it's shoop shoop, gobba gobba diddle it.
Let me write that down.
Yeah. Always one of my favorite lines from songs.
Shoop,
shoop, gobba gobba diddle it.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the Turkey Trot.
Mm-hmm.
Is a popular song that Goffin and King added to their repertoire, of all things. And it was released by Little Eva as her third single for the Dimension record label.
Yeah.
And it was a good song.
Yeah.
But I know the record features is the girl group The Cookies.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, they were doing all the background vocals.
Okay.
And the song's title is a reference to the Tricky Trot dance step.
Okay.
Which didn't really gain a whole lot of popularity down through the years and pretty much disappeared.
Yeah, I can tell you, I haven't turkey trotted.
Right. Not many people have.
Yes, I may have done the locomotion, there but I don't go. Think I've turkey trotted. Oh, goodness. Shall we play the song?
Let's shoop, shoop, gobble, gobble, diddle it. Do it.
You know what? Same to you.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is Let's Turkey Trot by Little Eva.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
The next song, Dad, is See You Later, Alligator by Bill Haley and the Comets.
Now, that's a winner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that back in those days, there was a fad in the 1950s that was sort of a jibe-talking thing that crackled with rapid-fire phrases like, what's the deal, McNeil?
Mm-hmm. Got no tail, Nightingale.
What's your story, Morning Glory?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yep. It's my pleasure, treasure.
And see you later, alligator.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Oodles of phrases like that.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Haley and the Comets were, shall we say, really good at picking up on phrases and putting them into song hits of the day.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Or taking perhaps some types of songs, right?
Right.
And making them hits. I'm thinking of like, Shake, Rattle, and Roll and made that a hit. And then they took this song written by and performed first by someone else.
Right.
The same guy who wrote Walkin' to New Orleans.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. For Fast Domino.
I'm
Walkin' to New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good song, too.
Well, yeah, it's pretty clear what he's doing in that song, too.
Let us not digress.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I'll stop that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And so the first song I heard by Bill Haley and the Comets was Rock Around the Clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Right.
So shall we play the song then?
I think we better.
All right. So this is See You Later, Alligator by Bill Haley and the Comets.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
So, the next song on the list is by America, and it's called A Horse With No Name. And, Dad, I had been told this is a song that was about drugs.
Well, it's commonly misinterpreted, Johnny, to be about drugs, but it is not.
No.
It's basically, that's good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. On the scenery around Santa Barbara County, California.
Oh.
The writer of the song, Dewey Bunnell, who was the lead singer of America, wrote it to, shall we say, highlight the arid desert scenery that he encountered when his dad was stationed at an Air Force base in California.
Wow, that must have stayed with him.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. The horse represents a means of entering a place of tranquility. Huh. And this tranquil place was best represented by the desert.
Oh, okay.
Which sounded pretty good to him because he was stuck in rainy England. So now, friends, without further ado, let us find that horse with no name and take a ride on it.
The ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the city. Lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
All right, that was A Horse with No Name by America. All right, the next song on the list is by the band Duran Duran, and it's called Hungry Like the Wolf. And this song was released 2 years before I was born.
Okay, really?
So, yeah. So I was still, I guess it was still probably playing. I guess it was still probably playing by the time I arrived, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
And you probably heard it too, Dad. You know,
yeah.
It was pretty big for Duran Duran, but it wasn't really the song that made them huge. I mean, yeah, the song is great.
Yeah.
But it was MTV that made them huge.
That's right.
Yes.
They were an MTV band.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, they were a staple. One of these, like one of the many sort of music videos that they had on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this one was shot in Sri Lanka or something like that.
Somewhere like that. Yeah. It didn't really matter because... Cool. They just, like you say, wherever they decided to shoot it, that's where they shot it.
Well, I suppose so.
Yeah.
And so they shot this and then, yeah, started playing it on MTV. It was in their rotation, you know, especially I think in the South,
mm-hmm.
where it was being kind of trialed.
Right.
The network, you know. And I guess now we're so used to MTV, it's kind of like, what was the world like? Dad, here's a question for you.
Okay.
What was the world like before MTV?
Boy, who can remember that far back? That's a good question.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, a lot of people have just grown up with MTV. There was a time it wasn't around, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there was a time that it wasn't as popular, you know, and I do recall that. So when MTV started, they didn't have DJs, they had VJs.
Right.
Okay, video jockeys.
Right.
And was there one, Dad, that stuck out in your mind?
Yes, I'm trying to recall her name. I think it was Martha?
I think so.
Quinn?
Yeah, I do believe she was one of the early ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, she sticks with me, you know, as being one of the original VJs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She must have been pretty popular. Like this song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so shall we play it?
Let's do it.
All right, so this is Duran Duran with Hungry Like the Wolf.
In touch with the ground.
That was Duran Duran with Hungry Like the Wolf. Thank you, Duran Duran, and thank you, MTV,
yes.
right, for making that so popular.
Yes.
The next song on the list, Dad, is by Harry Chapin.
One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I think this song just really, really has a message to it. It's a heartbreaker, you know?
It is. It really is.
Yep. And it tells the story of a father and son who can't schedule time to be with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it serves as a warning against putting one's career before family.
Yes. The relationship, right?
The relationship.
The relationship of these two individuals, you know, and that's really what's at the heart of it. You know, it's like this father and son,
mm-hmm.
right? But so the father and son, right? The son arrives, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it begins? You know, the child arrives just the other day,
mm-hmm.
came to the world in the usual way.
Right.
Right. There were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be like you. And so it seems like it's cute. But yeah, there's the warning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be just like you.
Well, that's the recurring verse of the song.
Yep.
I'm going to be like you, Dad. Yep. You know, I'm going to be like you.
Yeah. You know? And then there comes that turn.
Right.
Right. Where he's in college.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, can I borrow the car keys?
Yeah.
See you later. Can I have them, please? And
all
then he
of a
doesn't
sudden,
see him anymore.
The roles are flip-flopped.
Yep.
Yes.
And the father's trying to see the son.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
grew
I was
up just like me.
Yes.
Yeah.
My boy was just like me. Yeah. Oh, gosh. We got to play the song. Let's do that.
Okay. This is one that really has a message, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin.
And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon,
son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Shivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, the next song, I do believe, is a bit more hopeful.
Yes, it is. It's based, in fact, on a biblical story.
Yeah. It's Wings of a Dove by Ferlin Husky.
Right. And it's the passage, if I believe, Genesis 8, 6 through 12. Mm-hmm. And after 40 days, Noah was looking for a sign that there was some earth to be had.
Yeah, dry land, right? Yeah, after the flood?
Yeah, where he could park the ark,
so to speak. Wonder how backing that into the space was.
Yes. Uh-huh. And the image of a dove carrying the olive branch back to Noah said, hey, look, there is dry land, Noah.
Good.
There is.
Yeah, safe harbor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a place to find, I guess, start again.
And in other areas of Scripture, the dove also represents the Holy Spirit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Matthew 3:16, Luke 3:22, and John 1:32-33 recount Jesus' baptism at the Jordan River.
Oh, good.
And a dove came down, and the voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So a lot is riding on the wings of a dove, right?
On the wings of a snow white dove. Yes.
He sends his pure, sweet love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Wings of a Dove by Ferlin Husky.
When these things beset us, he doesn't forget. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
All right, that was Wings of a Dove by Ferlin Husky right there.
Ferlin Husky.
Yes, Ferlin Husky.
That's a good name.
It is. You know, that'd be great to say, come on in, Ferlin.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next song on the list is Karma Chameleon, all right, by Culture Club. Okay, and that had the musician Boy George.
That's where, in there. Yes, yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this was, it had Boy George in the band, and the song was released in 1983, I think a year after, you know, like Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another British group, okay? And so British groups were now, this was like another British invasion.
That's true.
That was, well, that was going on. Yeah. So it's like a new wave.
Right.
This music video, or the music video for this song, well, do let me say that this is another one of those MTV babies, okay? So it had a music video that made it really, really popular.
Right.
Just like Hungry Like the Wolf.
Right.
And the music video took place, or it was like set. The setting of it was on like an 1870 steamboat on the Mississippi, but it was filmed in England. Oh, wow.
Oh.
And everyone is dressed, as far as I know, in like period sort of garb, right? Mm-hmm. Or costumes, except for Boy George, who did look, you know, exactly the way he looked like in 1983. And so he really sticks out, you know, as he ought to, too.
Right.
You know, being the songwriter and the performer of this song, you know, lead singer.
That's true.
Of this song. And it was pretty big in England, and it became pretty big in America.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty darn big. And yeah, the song's about just being yourself, being true to yourself. Otherwise, right, karma is going to get you.
Right.
Right. Not instant karma. That's John Lennon. We're talking about karma and Karma Chameleon. So shall we play the song?
Let's play it.
Okay. So this is Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. That was Karma Chameleon by Culture Club right there with Boy George.
Boy George.
That was great. All right. The next song on the list is by Buck Owens, right? And his Buckaroos?
Buckaroos.
Yes. And it's called I've Got a Tiger by the Tail.
I always like Buck Owens and his Buckaroos.
Buckaroos. Howdy, Buckaroo.
I know that he always... Buck Owens, I should say, always sang his songs with Don Rich, who was the lead guitar player in the group.
Oh, in the Buckaroos?
Yeah, in the Buckaroos, and also his most loyal member. Mm-hmm. I mean, Buck and Don were just, you know.
Yep, hand in glove or right-hand man sort of thing.
And, they were an amazing duo and have amazed their audiences from a long time, unfortunately. Don Rich was killed in a motor accident. I believe it was a motorcycle.
Yeah.
At the age of 32.
Oh, shucks.
And they had a sound that, I mean, you knew who it was as soon as the needle hit the groove on the record.
Boom.
This is, you know, Don Rich and Buck Owens. Mm-hmm.
And was that also because they had the Bakersfield sound?
That was it, yeah. And the Bakersfield sound, I think, Buck Owens owned several radio stations.
Oh, okay.
And the first ones were in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And he just, he knew what to do with them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do believe you were telling me a little while ago that he was actually mixing the songs. And I think this is part of that Bakersfield sound. He was mixing the songs so the songs sounded really good on car or truck radios.
Which they did.
Yeah, the radio inside of a car or radio inside of the truck.
Right.
You know, so that's how he mixed it.
One interesting little fact, when I was program director of KCJV in Minot, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, we booked them into town.
Wow.
And they said, well, we'd be glad to come, but we don't want to take all of our equipment. We want to fly out there.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, you could use the band equipment that I have, the Sonics equipment.
Yeah, why not that?
And he said, fine, no problem. So they hopped on a plane and came out there, used our equipment, played the gig, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everything worked out fine.
Playing all the, I suppose, hits at the time. Or
and
something
his
like that?
His son followed him out there to do another show, shall we say.
Sure.
Again, up in the Minot area. And everything was really neat. They were nice people.
Oh, that's good. Okay, shall we play the song?
Let's play it. This is Buck Owens, Don Rich, the Buckaroos, and I've Got a Tiger by the Tail.
The pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and a turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
All right, so that was I've Got a Tiger by the Tail by Buck Owens and his Buckaroos.
And they had a sound like we talked about, John. Mm-hmm. The Bakersfield sound was it in country music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so sharp.
Yeah.
That sound.
Sharp and clean.
Yep,
and,
it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next song on the list is The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers. So a very classic and timeless Irish song. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very. Yeah. The reason we're laughing is because
it wasn't written by anyone who was Irish.
No.
No. It was written by a Jewish guy from Chicago named Shel Silverstein.
Yep.
Yes. Children's author.
And all of a sudden, there went the Irish thing down the drain.
But apparently, people do believe, you know, it's just, it has that sort of, I don't know, Irish or folky or folksy, right? Folktale sort of quality.
Oh, it had that flavor to it, yes.
Yeah. And it's another song that deals with Noah.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have Wings of a Dove, you know, we were talking about Noah. And here's another one that deals with Noah and how the unicorn was left behind.
Left behind.
Yep. Yep, he had everything else, right?
Right.
Green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty back camels, and some chimpanzees. Why do we even need to listen to the song? I'll just sing it.
How about that? That just covered it, yeah.
Or shall we just play the song?
There you go.
Okay, all right. So this is The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers.
He says, "Hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo. And take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn."
All right, Dad, it's time to answer the trivia question.
You're kidding. No. Were that close to finale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would not kid you about that.
No,
this is far too serious.
Okay.
It's far, far too serious, the subject.
And then, it's time for
the answer to the trivia question.
Right.
Okay, and so the trivia question was, what was the last novelty song to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
That is a good, good question.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And so the answer, right, shall I drum roll?
Drum roll.
Oh, okay. I could just add that sound effect. I don't know why I have to, like, physically do it. So the answer is Disco Duck.
Disco Duck.
Yes.
By a disc jockey.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. By Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
That's it.
Or by Rigdon Osmond Dees III.
Right.
Right.
And I remember, memory serves me right, that he wrote it in about, what, one day?
Oh, wow.
In his apartment.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the radio station that he was working for at the time wouldn't let him play it on the air.
What, because of like FCC sort of
rules
or conflict or something?
You you can't do that. You're promoting yourself.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh.
The song took off, but Dees wasn't allowed to play it. Yeah. So.
Oh, no.
The station fired him because he mentioned it.
Oh.
He didn't even play it on the air.
Okay, he just mentioned
it. He just mentioned it on the air.
All right.
And WMPS fired him for mentioning the song on his show.
Oh.
And then he went across the street to WHBQ, where he played Disco Duck with impunity. His career went in an upward trajectory.
Oh, good.
He went out to Los Angeles. He even got a nighttime TV talk show out of it.
Oh, Into the Night?
Yeah.
Is that what it is for Rick Dees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't last very long.
But. He had his radio show, didn't he? A syndicated radio show, right?
Right.
Rick Dees Weekly Top 40?
Something like that. Yeah, kind of like Casey Kasem does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, shall we play the song?
Let's.
All right. So this is Disco Duck by Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Oh, let go, mama. I'd like to have me a mama.
Oh my gosh, what a novelty song.
I see why he got into a little bit of trouble, because it sounds an awful lot like Donald or Daffy Duck.
And weren't people kind of wondering, hey, is that the guy who actually, was it like Nash, I think was his last name?
Yeah.
Was that his last name?
Mm-hmm.
Who was actually the performer of Donald Duck? Like,
right.
Was the voice of Donald Duck?
I think so.
And I don't think that was ever settled. I don't think people knew one way or another if that was him or not.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it does sound a lot like Donald Duck.
A lot like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was it, Dad.
That's it?
We made it through the jungle.
We made it through the jungle.
Yes, we exited the zoo. Okay, so if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can go to prairiepublic.org. That's prairiepublic.org, and you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. You can go to prairiepublic.org and search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to more episodes of this series there. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider, and you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to this show there. Oh, just when it seems like we start talking about something, the song shows up and we have to go.
The clock got us again.
Oh, darn it. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to join you today, Dad.
Thank you, John.
Yes, and thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.